It was wonderful, at times excruciating. I've forgotten how difficult it is to stand up for a long period of time listening to someone saying very flattering things about you, but very kind. And I think these ceremonies are always very, very special occasions for the graduating students and for their families and parents, perhaps especially. And I think maybe these days we don't have enough moments like that in life that we celebrate with a bit of ritual and family and a great deal of warmth. Very, very special event.
As you say, in front of you a sea of smiling faces. Mm. It must be pretty special.
It's absolutely wonderful. And you feel very honoured, but also a bit of a gatecrasher and a bit of a fraud, because, of course, the graduating students have actually worked incredibly hard for their degrees, and I sort of waltz in and collect a freebie. But it is an honour, and I think the thing to do is to see it as an invitation to work harder in the future, and also very much as a tribute to liberty, I think. And we are a great organisation with a wonderful history and, I hope, a future in this country. Our values probably run very deep in Britain.
You yourself are Chancellor at Oxford Brookes University. Is it interesting to get involved with higher education?
It's an enormous honour and treat to be the Chancellor of the university, partly because you have all rights and no responsibilities, and you get to sort of come along on high days and holidays and hopefully be encouraging and be a bit of a mascot for a university. But it's also wonderful just to spend more time with students and with very clever people, with researchers and teachers and so on. So it has been a wonderful experience, and it's a nice balance with the sort of tougher aspects of being Director of Liberty.
In these turbulent times, how important do you think universities are to society?
I think universities are enormously important, and I hope that the new government and subsequent governments remember that. I think that any attempts to drastically cut back on higher education because of turbulent times would be very short-termist and disastrous for the future. I was saying to someone earlier that I graduated in a recession, the last one, in the early 90s, and there wasn't immediately a graduate job or a dream graduate career for me, but I have never regretted studying and going to university in particular. And yes, it's been crucially important to my career, but it's also been crucially important to my life, to my personal as well as my professional life. And I think it would be very strange and hypocritical for my generation, sort of now in our middle years, having reaped the benefits of higher education, to pull the drawbridge up for the kids coming up.